Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 82. I'm Mike Earl.
Matt Fowler.
We're coming to you live, except for this is recorded, underneath our bunker underneath, downtown Roseville. We've left Randy out on zombie hunting patrol and, you know, so this is our apocalypse bunker. But as always, we're here. 8 o'clock, Thursday night, hanging out. A little early this week.
Early this week.
First time ever. Probably not. Could be, though.
Yeah, it's the world preparing to end tomorrow.
You know. We gotta keep things going. So, you never know. We could be back next week. Maybe it'll be a long apocalypse. We'll have to continue on from our bunker for many weeks. Then we'll have to start our own pirate radio station. That'd be fun.
For all the people that still have power.
Yeah. All the smart ones that bought generators the other day. What was the place called in It's Always Sunny where they went to? You don't go where the media tells you to. Anyways. There wasn't a ton of news this week, so we'll probably have a pretty short episode. It's that time of year. Things are starting to slow down. Next week we're planning our year in review episode, so if you want to catch that, we'll take a look back at all the big stories. And the week after that, we'll probably maybe talk about our predictions for 2013, providing we're all still alive and well. We'll see what happens. The biggest news of the week was probably Instagram's terms of service. Did you see any of that hubbub, Matt?
Yes.
Did anyone tell you they were quitting Instagram this week?
A lot of people said they were quitting Instagram.
Have any of them done it yet?
Not that I've seen.
Yeah, they won't. So Instagram released new terms of service. And there is some odd wording in there that everyone thinks now that Instagram is essentially going to sell all the pictures that are on the site for advertising, which is not what they're doing. The Verge put up a good little post. Nilay Patel is a lawyer, and so he looked it over. Not that it even needed to be looked over a lawyer, because if anyone actually would have read them, you would see. Granted, it was worded a little oddly, but I mean, they're a company that wants to make money, and just because they haven't done that yet, I mean, look at Twitter and Facebook, they're all... So anyway, whoa. Like you said, and it's kind of telling, really, a lot of how people are concerned about the fact that Facebook bought Instagram, and they think that they're wearing on them. So, I think that affects a lot of, you know, like... A lot of people are looking at it as Facebook buying their stuff, but Kevin Systrom, the co-founder, went on and put a post on their blog and said, you know, I want to make things clear. We're not trying to sell your pictures. They're yours. They always will be. We're never going to take ownership of them. We just basically want to change the terms of service to say that we can change the experiment with some ways to monetize the site, whether it be posts in ads in the posts or whatever it may be. But I mean, really what it comes down to that people, I don't think, realize anyway, is the data they want is not your pictures. The data they want is where you're taking pictures, what you're taking pictures of, what time of day you're taking pictures, frequent places you visit. The metadata that is captured in the photos is what they really want, because they can sell that to advertisers that target you. They don't actually care what your pictures are of.
I mean, people don't want to sell my pictures of paintings and just the random crap I put up there.
Right.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt. Hate to burst your bubble, but
I was going to start using it a ton more, see if I can get myself popular.
Yeah?
Get some friends.
I think you have. Well, maybe it'll work. I feel like there's not a way to, like, it's like, it used to be nice when, like, everyone I followed on Twitter, I just followed on Facebook or on Instagram then, but they cut that off because Twitter and Instagram are not friends anymore.
Yeah, actually, it's just my Facebook friends.
Yeah. Actually, there's a rumor that came out this week. The New York Times is saying that they actually had a deal put together with Twitter to sell to them for $525 million before the $1 billion offer came in from Facebook. And then there's a bunch of things saying, like, they said they, in their written agreement, they had never had any other written offers, and so then is that perjury, and blah, blah, blah. Who knows if they even had the offer or not, but Instagram is still going to be Instagram. Everybody's still going to use it. Flickr updated this week, and so everyone's like, oh, now you can go back to Flickr because they got filters now. And Twitter launched its own photo service with... But everybody's still going to use Instagram because the simplicity is why it's so nice. And it's clean, and it's just pictures. Yep. It's easy to see what's happening, and that's that. So,
one of the few things I've latched on to.
Instagram?
Yeah.
It's nice. I like it a lot. I like to see what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't have to read anything if I don't want to. I can just see the picture and know what's happening, you know? Facebook is just such a mess. Plus, the other nice thing, my problem with Facebook is they don't show me everything. They're starting to think take algorithms and show me what they think I want to see, when in reality I want to see everything. Maybe not everybody wants to see everything, but I want to see everything.
Well, for your cyber stalking, it's right. Needed.
That's what's nice about Instagram, is I can always go back to the last picture I saw and I know I've seen everything then. And same with Twitter, really, but I don't follow too many people on Twitter to keep up in real life. But I still monitor those that I need to, you know, see what they're doing. Speaking of Twitter, Twitter announced this week that they finally released, you can download and archive all your old tweets. So if you've been tweeting for 6 years or 8 years, whatever it's been since the service started, and you have 1,000 tweets or 10,000, you can go back and read any of them now. You can download them and store them on your computer and
put them in a book.
Make a book. Actually, I think there's probably an app for that, that you can turn your tweets into a book. There's an app for everything, it turns out. Speaking of apps, Tweetbot is on sale right now. And hopefully if you listen to this and it's still on sale. I don't know how long it'll last, but it's only 99 cents. Normally it's $2.99, I think. It's a solid Twitter client for the iPhone and the iPad. And Marvel...
Avengers Initiative
is free right now. I don't know how long that'll last.
I think it's the week sale.
It's solid. And then The Walking Dead is free right now, too.
That's just the first episode, and I think there's either 5 or 6 of them.
Right, it's something to get you hooked, though. Yeah. But get it for free while you can. Twitter also announced a partnership with Nielsen, who does... You know, they do all your TV statistics and ratings. They're going to do their own separate type of ratings via social media. So, like, what shows get the most. Yeah, like, who gets the most talked about. Or you can see people, even though they're talking about it, that they hate it. Or
is it just me, or does it piss you off? Well, you don't watch a ton of TV, like, live.
But like, all the hashtags in the corner?
Yeah, like...
It is kind of annoying. You know,
telling me what I should be tweeting about.
Well, that's how you can stay that way. Everybody stays in the same conversation. Because let's say The Voice, for example. So they had their season finale Tuesday or whatever, right? So if they didn't tell you it was hashtag The Voice, which I'm sure that's what it is, some people would just use hashtag Voice, and then they wouldn't all be together, see?
But it's not just like the TV show. It's like... specific segments of the TV show, so like it'll change during an episode.
Oh, really?
Or something
like
you know, it's like, so take maybe
like on the news or like,
no, like episodes of like let's just say The Walking Dead for right now.
Do they do that?
You know, so they'll have like something in the corner, and then if something crazy happens, then you'll suddenly have like hashtag zombie baby or something like that.
Weird. I've never seen that happen.
Yeah,
that would be annoying. That's
like, I also don't like ads on my TV shows. I just want the freaking TV show. That's what I want to watch. I don't want your little thing in the corner with
Shazam,
you know, telling me, or to Shazam, or you know, watch Sunday Night Football. I already know I'm going to watch Sunday Night Football or whatnot. You know,
second screens are becoming immensely popular. They say that people, I saw numbers for it in like a 30-minute show. People spend like 17 minutes on a second screen, like something crazy like that. Like, and it makes sense. I do it. I don't know if you do. It depends on what I'm watching.
Yeah.
If it's something I actively watch and want to be, like, I don't want to be distracted, I won't watch it. Because I know if I'm on my second screen, I'm not paying attention to what's... Football's good for it, like, because I don't have to pay attention. I can see what's happening. And plus, usually it's football on my second screen anyway, but...
And for me, if something big happens, I can rewind.
Right. See, that's nice.
But like if I'm watching like a Discovery Channel show, Then I'll have the iPad out and doing other things.
Because who cares about learning, right?
Yes. Well, just does Moonshiners count as learning nowadays? Just,
Duck Dynasty, is that what you're watching?
No, that's on A&E.
Oh, okay.
That's Arts and Entertainment, that one.
Oh, my bad.
I think the worst one right now is freaking TLC.
Why? Because you watch a lot of Honey Boo Boo?
Well, it used to be TLC for the Learning Channel, and now you have shit like Honey Boo Boo on there.
You watch a lot of that, don't you?
No, I'm filled with rage when I see the commercials. It looks so bad. And then it makes me go, why do people watch this?
It makes me feel better. I don't watch it.
That's good.
I also don't have TLC, so.
That's true, yeah.
Because obviously I wouldn't learn anything except for how to be a crazy southern mother or something. I don't even know. Are there real shows still on? Like, is it all reality TV on TLC now?
I think so.
It's kind of weird, right?
I think the only one on there I like is Cake Boss.
It's like a wicked turn it took. What was John and Kate Plus 8? Was that on TLC?
Yep.
So it started it all, wasn't it? Or like the Duggars or something? Is that a real... Like a,
yeah, that's the...
95 Kids or something?
Yep. Honestly, the one it just ended this past week, but I think the one that really kick-started that brand of reality was American Chopper.
Oh, yeah. And then they made, like, Orange County Chopper, and then they had, like, is that separate?
American Chopper was the show, and then it was following the OCC, and then eventually the Paul Jr.
Then, like, Miami Ink and all those Ink. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of tattoo shows, right? Those were, like, the same kind of thing as the Chopper ones, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's kind of like art. They're making things, right?
They're making things, but then you have, like, the workplace
and then,
drama.
Then suddenly it's Pawn Chops.
Yep. Hoarding.
American Pickers or something.
American Pickers. Quarters, Intervention.
I always see his baby.
Beyond with, Scared Straight.
Like all those people with all the crazy cats.
Yeah.
It's like Hoarders,
like their
right?
house is just filled with garbage. And
it's crazy. Crazy shows on TV. Crazy people in the world.
It's just interesting.
Like, you wonder why our education's so far behind, right?
You wonder how these shows like make it. Like,
how do they all get money? Like,
I mean, granted, I watch stuff that people are like, why the hell do you watch that? But at the same time, I
like
look
Duck
at something.
Dynasty? I'm just kidding. Everybody watches that show, apparently.
It's entertaining. But, like, Hoarders, like, why do I want to see, like, some sad people that are living in squalor?
What about, like, the real Ninja Warrior, though?
American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah. That's a good show.
That was good. I haven't watched it in a while.
They had it on Channel 11 recently.
I don't know. You gotta watch the Japanese one.
I know. They're way better than the American people.
It's like Wipeout... If it was actually a comp, like if Wipeout was a legitimate competition.
If Wipeout wasn't just about watching people fall.
Mm-hmm. Though I do love that. It makes me laugh.
I think a lot of people do. I think it probably gets good ratings.
That's why they do like Winter Wipeout. And...
Yeah, that, and they don't do like long seasons of it. They just do little spurts, it
yeah.
seems like. I think that probably helps.
That's kind of how you can take it. Like,
I can't well, pretty soon Twitter will be able to tell you that. Twitter and Nielsen together in union. We talked about Google Maps last week since we just got on a crazy TV rant.
It's because I'm here.
Google Maps was launched last week and I told you to go get it. I still think you should.
I did.
10 million people downloaded in the first 48 hours. It's pretty solid. It's still good. It's better than the Android version. I don't really use it because I don't really ever use Maps. Well, I don't use Maps often because I don't go a lot of places that I don't already know, but I'm sure it would be very helpful. If I needed to traverse outside of my normal range of...
I'll probably play with it a little bit when I'm out east.
Makes sense. Go see what's going on in the world.
Yeah, well, because... You know,
when you go to the boardwalk. I'm not going to the boardwalk, Mike.
But when I go from my parents' place down to the Meadowlands.
Dun, 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 dun. It's not Sunday Night Football anymore.
That was scheduled to be this.
I know, that's
game.
Why...
I immediately knew that wasn't going to last.
I can't believe they would even put that in there.
Well, months ago.
Really? It's not even like a divisional game. Like, I don't know. It's weird to me. Chargers, Jets is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
In case you were curious. Google also announced they launched in America Scan and Match now for Google Music, just like Apple and Amazon did recently. Free up to 20,000 songs, so you can scan it and match it instead of uploading it. Which, thanks for putting this out a year later, Google, seeing as how it took me forever to upload all my music. I appreciate it. Path updated itself today with a bunch of new features, which I haven't got to play with. Because even though everyone told me it was updating in the middle of the day, it wouldn't update. So it finally did tonight, but they added a bunch of new features. The biggest one being search. So you can search all your old paths. And then importing from all other social services, except for Twitter, probably, since they don't let anyone take their stuff anymore. But all the reviews have been very good so far, and I'll play with it probably tonight and see what's going on with that. You don't use Path, do you?
No.
Mike, I got enough things to keep up on, all right? Check me out on Instagram. Foul Matt. Is that what it is?
I believe so. Your cyber stalking's paying off.
Yeah, it usually does. Apple lost its injunction against Samsung. There's a whole bunch of patent stuff, mostly today. So Apple lost this injunction, but is already starting up a new trial. They won. They're getting $1 billion or whatever it is, but they still want to ban the products from the U.S., and Judge Judico threw that out. Although Samsung lost the mistrial claims that the foreman was an idiot, essentially is what they're claiming, that he loved Apple or something. Whatever. She threw that out as well. And as an odd thing that happened is, and I haven't fully read up on this, but Samsung dropped all of its injunctions against Apple in Europe. I'm not really sure why, but now suddenly there's talks that the European Union is going to sue Samsung for antitrust lawsuit of some sort. And I don't know if that's why they dropped everything, because something to do with that, or what it all is, but we talk about patents all the time, and we always tell you that it's stupid. Yep. And it is. And it'll never be done. So that's that. Wii U TV launches December 20th, which happens to be today. So if you have a Wii U, have you played with one at all yet? You know anyone that has one?
No.
Are you going to get one? Have you considered getting one?
Not right now. No, I haven't.
You're going to get Zombie U?
That's
the only game I ever hear that's any good. Everyone always says get Zombie U. I've heard very mixed reviews.
It wasn't a system that I looked at immediately and was like, oh, I gotta get that.
Gotta get that.
Gotta head out and, you know, grab that up right away. It doesn't seem different enough where, like, the gimmick of it, the gamepad, you know, is what's gonna make me want to go out and buy it.
Right.
Like, the motion on the Wii was fun, it was novel, it was something new and different.
But this adds a whole nother element. An iPad.
I already have my tablet, yeah.
But it doesn't interact, unless you have an Xbox and you get smart glass, then it does interact with your iPad. You have an Xbox, right?
Yep.
And an iPad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you already have a Wii U. Anyway, so TV, mind you, TV spelled, or I think it's spelled with two, I don't know, it's spelled weird.
Yeah.
TV, oh, it's, I bet it's TVII. Yeah. I left the V out. So launches today, and it's going to somehow connect with some, like Sony or Verizon Fios, Time Warner type stuff, and I don't know. People were pissed because it was supposed to come with it when it launched, but it's finally out now, at least in North America. And then the Nintendo president basically apologized for its slow performance and bugginess and promised that it will be fixed. Which doesn't really bode well for the fact that I think they pushed it out so fast to beat the other ones by a year to try to get that extra ground that they're missing by not being out yet. And it may or may not pay off for them. I mean,
I think at the same time, Nintendo is so different from the other ones.
Yeah, no, I agree. But then if you look at, like, so the Wii was a huge hit, and look at Microsoft and Sony both tried to essentially duplicate that, which Microsoft has done pretty successfully.
Yeah, the Kinect.
Although, it's funny, I read that the company that originally made the, like, Wii remote controllers tried to sell it to both Microsoft and Sony first, and they both said no, and the Wii bot ended up going with it. Or
Nintendo. I think they're both so set into their traditional ways,
right? But it's funny that in the end,
Well, yeah, then you see the success of the other.
But it's just like, look at the... Was it the... Super Nintendo that had the... Like, they tried to make the Sega, like, an... Or not this, the PlayStation, like, an add-on thing to the Super Nintendo originally, and then they made it their own thing.
Are you thinking more of, like, Sega? Because you had, like, the Sega Genesis, and then they added the Sega CD...
Right.
Before they went to the Sega Saturn.
No, but I think Sony made something that attached to the Super Nintendo. Or they were trying to, and then it eventually became the PlayStation.
Oh, the Nintendo just went with the Nintendo 64?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd never heard that.
I might have just made the whole thing up, though, so don't quote that. We'll look it up afterwards and see if I'm right. But anyway, the president claims that... I can't say his name, so I'm not going to try. And I didn't type it in there. It's a Japanese guy. THQ is filing for bankruptcy. Did you hear that?
I did.
It's kind of sad. Although all I think about is wrestling games.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, that's all they make. But when I read the list today, there was a lot of other games that were involved. But they're going to sell...
It's kind of more back in, like, the Nintendo 64 days.
Yeah, they're going to try to sell off all their assets. Like, all the games that are in development, they're basically just going to sell everything they have. Sell the rights to games, sell the teams that basically as a whole that are responsible for making the current games. And I don't know, it sucks to see a game company like that go out when I feel like they've been around forever. It's kind of like
founded in 89.
So it's kind of reminds me like it's like if Capcom, like you know, like,
yep.
I don't feel like they're doing extremely well anymore either, but
though Capcom has
they went to Iowa, like I feel like they're going with the mobile market, yeah, and releasing on Android and iOS. And
well, across multiple platforms, because you have them porting over, like, the Street Fighter games and...
Right. What did I see? Some crazy Street Fighter game the other day.
Was it the Mega Man Street Fighter?
Yeah. What was that? That seemed crazy.
I think it was for, like, the Mega Man anniversary or something.
Something weird anyway, right? That was weird, whatever I just did.
Oh, they're putting... So, does that mean that the... is that going to affect the South Park game that's coming out?
They would... Supposedly, they would be selling off the assets, and they would... Someone else will be making it, or maybe it'll come out before that happens. I'm not sure. Weird. So, hopefully, because that South Park game looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, THQ. Does it say in the Wiki page already that they're going bankrupt?
No.
Didn't put it in there yet. Usually they're pretty fast with that stuff.
I'm just checking out the games here, see? Age of Empires.
Age of Empires, yeah. Anything else good in there?
50 Cent, Blood on the Sand.
Ooh. What up, Fitty? That guy's crazy.
Bratz Babies. Babies with a Z.
Was that your favorite game?
That was.
Yeah, you used to listen to that all the time, didn't you?
Well, they made a lot of Bratz games.
And you wonder why they're going bankrupt. Steven Sanofsky, the recently ousted Windows head, is going back to teaching, I believe, at Harvard, which is apparently what he did before he went to Windows, so it kind of makes sense. But teaching business. Be interesting to have your teacher be the old head of Windows. Every computer you have, I basically made. That's cool, huh? Apple is possibly looking at implementing Foursquare, that's a rumor now, into their maps to try to help all the info get better. Everyone thinks this based on a tweet by Eddie Q that used Foursquare. So who knows if it'll be true or not, but I think it would be a good move. Foursquare is a solid startup, and Apple needs the info. And they have a lot of real map info. Like, right now they use Yelp, which is just reviews at an address. And so with Foursquare, the difference is it actually uses real GPS coordinates. And so that would, you know, give them a better understanding of the streets instead of just where they think the address should be. Are you looking at the list of games still?
Yeah.
pretty long.
It's always interesting when you find like the really old ones, like the Home Alone Nintendo games, THQ.
What was the first game they put out, you think? Too bad you can't look at that list in date order.
That would be a nice way to do it.
Stalker.
Well, they did the Star Wars Force Unleashed games.
Oh, yeah. See, those are good games. Yeah. Those are pretty solid. Times Person of the Year this year was...
Barack Obama.
But the list was pretty small to begin with, but Barack was on it, and then Tim Cook, like they released the people in the running, Marissa Mayer of the current Yahoo CEO, former Googler. Who else was on it? There's one other, some, there's like two people from like Egypt or something. Some other country, that doesn't matter. No, I'm just kidding. But Barack Obama won, but they apparently have a pretty solid write-up about Tim Cook in their recent issue, so I'll have to check that out. Kind of doesn't surprise me that it's Barack Obama, though, because it is what it is. NASA said they found 5 planets in a habitable area in a star pretty near us, apparently, so... possible life? Who knows? What do you think?
I think with the size of the universe...
the odds are heavily in favor of having life?
I think in some, you know, form or variety, yeah.
You think, well, maybe they'll be here tomorrow, huh?
Or they've already been here, abducting and probing.
There's this crazy... so The Verge is doing a week-long... they have these features on the end of the world this week. They have one each day. And yesterday's was about... this lady who runs this thing called Zeta Talk, who claims she has, you know, like one of the people that claims they have been abducted and speaks for the Zeta people. I don't know. It's just crazy watching this video, and I'm like, this lady's so crazy. But people believe that sort of thing all the time. Maybe you do. I don't know. But the potential of life is interesting, especially if it's close. But look how long, I mean, it takes like 50 years to get to Pluto, or 75 years or something, so who knows. NASA also crashed some probes into each other on the moon this week. They didn't show it on video. They had a live feed, but it wasn't as exciting as you might think. A little bit of a letdown, actually. But yeah, pretty much all the tech news. A lot of about Instagram this week. A lot of random little stuff. There's a lot of holiday sales on apps, though, so you should watch for that.
A lot of holiday sales on everything.
Yeah, everything's on sale this week.
And that'll pretty much continue through New Year's.
You think so?
All right, because then you get all the crazy after Christmas sales, which is essentially like Black Friday volume, you know, version 2.
That's true. Version 2. Actually, I saw that there's on the news today, there was a story that was like, Black Friday shoppers might be upset that the procrastinators are getting better deals now. Because this week, apparently, there's good deals on stuff. I don't know. I still have a lot of shopping to do personally, so.
Did all mine on Amazon the other night.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you sign up for Prime?
I did, to get the free shipping.
Now you've been watching videos, too?
I haven't done it yet.
You can get it on your iPad.
I should.
There's an app for that.
I have that free month.
Oh, that's what you just did the free month.
Yeah.
I get it. That's smart. Especially if you did it all for Christmas stuff. That's right, because I still have time to order before Christmas and still get it on time. Free 2 days. With that, though, we will wrap up for the evening. You can always go follow us on Twitter, @BleedGeek. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BleedGeek. You can email us at fans@BleedGeek.com. Follow us on Tumblr at Tumblr. No, bleedgeek.tumblr.com. Call us, 406-794-3357. 406-79-GEEKS is the number.
Does anyone actually ever call that number?
Yeah, all the time. People call. You could text it if you want to. You could text you back. You never know. And you can always follow us individually on Twitter. I am @Mike037. Fowler is @FowlerFF. And Randy's @TheCrandall. two L's. But with that, thank you for listening. Good. Hi, Mike Earl.
Matt Fowler.
Have a good night.
Good luck tomorrow surviving.
Yeah.